The Addiction Recovery Chaplain serves with humility, courage, and wisdom. Humility matters because recovery ministry is not about becoming the hero in someone else's story. People in recovery already need sponsors, recovery leaders, counselors, pastors, medical professionals, family support, accountability structures, and safe community. The chaplain is not called to replace those roles. The chaplain is called to bring faithful, spiritual presence. That means the chaplain listens carefully. The chaplain asks permission before praying. The chaplain does not push for private details that are not needed. The chaplain does not demand a testimony. The chaplain does not treat someone's addiction story as inspiring content for others. Humility says, "I am here to serve, not to control." Courage also matters. Recovery ministry can be uncomfortable. You may hear painful stories. You may hear about relapse, family wounds, jail time, overdose fear, betrayal, abuse, or spiritual anger. You may meet people who are guarded, defensive, suspicious, or emotionally intense. Courage does not mean rushing in with answers. Courage means staying steady without pretending to know more than you know. A courageous chaplain can say, "I care about you, and this is bigger than what I can carry alone." A courageous chaplain can say, "I cannot promise secrecy if someone is in danger." A courageous chaplain can say, "Let's involve the right support." A courageous chaplain does not avoid hard truth, but speaks it without contempt. Wisdom holds humility and courage together. Wisdom knows that compassion without boundaries can become enabling. Wisdom knows that rules without compassion can become cold. Wisdom knows that recovery ministry needs both mercy and accountability. In this course, you will learn to ask wise questions. What is my role here? Do I have permission to enter this conversation? Is this a spiritual care moment, a crisis moment, a referral moment, or a boundary moment? Is the person asking for prayer, rescue, money, transportation, secrecy, advice, or accountability? Who else should be involved? What would protect dignity and safety? What would help without creating dependency? The addiction recovery chaplain also respects the setting. A church recovery group is not the same as a treatment center. A recovery home is not the same as a casual coffee conversation. A family meeting is not the same as a public testimony night. Different settings have different permission structures and boundaries. Serving well requires patience. Trust grows slowly in recovery ministry. Do not rush it. Do not force it. Do not dramatize it. Show up. Listen well. Stay clear. Pray humbly. Speak truth gently. Respect the process. That is how an addiction recovery chaplain serves with humility, courage, and wisdom.